Welcome to Backstage Access. I'm sitting here today with Mr. Bear of Cigar Coop. Welcome to the stage.
Oh, thank you so much. What a warm welcome. This is so weird. Y'all are talking to me and asking me questions. I'm so excited about this.
I love interviewing media in the hot seat, right?
Absolutely. It's a little twist. I'm at, like, the lights, and I'm in between the two of you. It's just, it's
a little different.
It's a little different. Yeah, it's a little different, but I like it. I like it. What do you got for me today?
All right. So, Cigar Coop, you guys are unique. Everybody is one of those that media that consumers want to know, and they trust you, and they appreciate what you do. My question for you today is, first of all, how did y'all even get started?
Well, gosh, I mean, that's such a tremendous honor being here with you guys, and the privilege. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We've really loved working with Drew Estate specifically. But to get back to your question, William Cooper started CigarCoop.com years ago, over a decade ago, and he's been doing 365 days of coverage, no rumors, no teasers. That's been his mantra. He does everything. It's everything straight from the source, and it's by building great relationships, like with this man sitting to my left. Jonathan Drew has been instrumental in building the Cigar Coop brand, and he's meant so much to Coop. Myself, and see nothing but what he's built here at Drew Estate. I mean, just look at this booth. I mean, it's fantastic. This story started as a small little cart at the World Trade Center mall, and now it's here, and it's a worldwide brand. I mean, it's stuff that I love talking about. I love stories. I love people, and that's what we love to do. And we do different things. We all obviously have reviews. We obviously do podcasts, and we have different takes on it. We have pairing shows, video reviews, and then I get lost in the minutia, as you can tell. I get lost in the story of people.
Yeah, let me jump in for a second. So first of all, thank you for what you said. For all of our viewers out there, many of you know Cigar Coop. Journalism. Your insights to cigars, the way you really dig in to the stories behind the cigars as well. We are a big fan as well. And I just would say to you guys, it's really important to follow Cigar Coop and stay involved in their regular communication. So we're a fan, I think, as much of Cigar Coop as you guys are of us and the industry. For me, the difference is the continued year after year commitment to the culture and to our world of cigars. You know, I've seen a lot of guys come in for a year or two, really do some cool shit, and then jump out.
Yeah.
And this continuity that you guys bring to it is really, it's very prideful, isn't it?
No, it is. And it's to be around for the story, like I said, like to be around for all the stories. I mean, like a lot of us started off as fans, just like you, Jonathan, when you started smoking cigars, you were a fan, and now look what you've created. And to be a part of that full circle, it is a dedication. It is a job. You know, all of us on the Cigar Coop team have full-time jobs. We do this on the side. We do it for fun because we have a passion and a love for creations like what Jonathan has done over the years. And it's been about a partnership. You know, Coop has built a incredible team. I'm fortunate enough to be a part of it. He likes to say that I'm the face because I just know how to talk on camera with a little bit of grace.
Let me ask you something about such grace. Mm-hmm. So what is it about Drew Estate and you with your cigar hat on, right? With your, like, as a person who loves cigars and who loves culture, like what did Drew Estate, you think? What did we bring? What do we bring to the industry that makes us distinct from so many other great cigar brands and blends, etc. that?
Gosh, it looks like I have less than a minute to talk about the greatness of Drew Estate. I don't know if I can do that, JD, but I'm going to go ahead and try. I think what Drew Estate brought to the cigar industry there have been so many attempts to replicate it over the years. Then it's been successful to an extent, but I think, they say that copycatting is the best form of flattery. And there's been a lot of people that have been trying to do the second edition of Drew Estate, the third edition of Drew Estate, the fourth edition of Drew Estate, and they just haven't been able to do it to this level, to this extent. But what Drew Estate brought to the premium cigar industry was bringing that perfect marriage of non-traditional cigars and traditional premium cigars with the non-traditional premium smoker and the traditional premium cigar smoker, and bringing them together in a beautiful marriage. And that's probably the best way I can say it.
Yeah, that's well said, because I'm always reflective about our mistakes, our things that we could have done better. And sometimes people at the end of the day, the final picture of the man may not see it, but I know behind the scenes, like, man, as big as many millions as this thing is bringing in, I know we could have done it better, and I want us to continually strive to get better. And it's very important for us to continue to stay raw, stay in the mix with cool shit that we're doing, and not go down the journey of just trying to be something that we're not, or follow what they're doing in Cuba or anywhere else. So it's good to hear that we still got it from what I'm.
Oh, you still got it. You still got it. It looks like we're getting wrapped up here. So,
thank you so much for being on the stage.
Thank you.